Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for So You Think You Can Dance. Tonight's host is Kat Bayless. Joining Kat will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Tamara Berg and DJ Jesse Janity. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip about So You Think You Can Dance. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Kat Bayless!
Woo! Hey, y'all! Welcome to Tammy and Kat on AfterBuzz TV, So You Think You Dance. This is actually the first live feed of AfterBuzz TV, So You Think You Dance, and yours truly...
What? You did it at the MTV Awards.
But I'm talking about from our studio.
From the mothership.
Exactly, from the mothership. And y'all, this is season 8, episode 4. Yes, I'm thinking like when I'm one of the dancers. I'm number 4 and you're number what?
I'm number 3.
Okay, perfect. So tonight, y'all, before I get into this, because we have a lot to talk about. If you saw us dancing when the cameras turned on, it's because we feel that a need to dance because this is So You Think You Can Dance.
Absolutely.
And I think that we're going to bring new moves every week.
Oh, sure.
Okay, Tammy?
Little dance off.
Little shimmy shimmy. All right. Before I get into it, I want to make sure that everyone out there is still going out and buying Maria's book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Again, it is probably one of my most favorite books.
It's so good.
It is. I will say, I want to tell Maria this. I haven't told her yet, but my mom lives in Mississippi, and she's not going out there and promoting Maria's book. And she said she was just at the store the other day, and this lady's like, I just bought the best book ever, y'all. It's that Maria Menounos. It is so good. I've learned so many things. I was like, Mom, you're kidding. She's like, no. So, I mean, obviously, like, it is attracting everyone across America. So, we're very excited.
Yeah, it's really good. Yay, and the other thing is...
Self Magazine.
Maria on the cover of Self Magazine.
Who looks absolutely stunning.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Who can wear yellow? Maria.
And it's so many more extra tips.
It's beautiful. Huh? There are more tips in
here. More tips.
I've actually not been able to get my hands on this magazine until now because people keep pulling it off of the desk and taking it places.
Right.
And so I have not actually gotten a chance to look through it, so I can't find her
in
here.
Anyway, it's still on shelves, y'all, so go pick it up.
Yeah, it just came out recently.
And literally, the cover of that is so amazing. I was in Ralph's the other day. And I don't really, like, go to Ralph's and, like, look at, like, the magazine racks or anything. Or even if I do, nothing really ever pops out. Except for those men fitness magazines. But I was walking by, and that was just like, in the middle. I was like, oh, my God, who is it? I was like, oh, my, it's Maria. Like,
well, it's Maria. Oh, my God, I totally know her.
I know, like, totally, for sure.
But just
I even
the
got a
yellow
manicure.
On that blue, like, everything about that picture is just
good job, Self, amazing. And Maria, because, I mean, hello.
Oh, look at what I just noticed.
What?
See her earrings on here?
Yes.
Look at my earrings.
Same ones?
I had to take mine off because I can't wear them with heaven. Look at that.
Who's in style?
How crazy is that?
That is very...
That's weird. Are those your earrings on her?
No, they're not. But I just realized I'm wearing that. That's how fashion crazy. Forward am I? Thank you very much.
Well, bring it on over here to Miss Bling Bling.
All right, so shall we get down to it?
Baby, let's jump in.
All right.
Let's jump in this boring little water of whatever it was.
Oh, my God.
It was a tide pool.
It was a tide pool. Okay, so I don't want to be a Debbie Downer or a Debbie Allen, but...
Sorry.
So we start off... Bless you, darling.
Thank you.
So we started off with 31, and we're going down to 20, and they pretty much, in a nutshell, like... didn't tell us, like, half the people that were getting up there and dancing. They just said, oh, this is somebody, this is so-and-so. Okay, now they're getting up there to dance. So they did four dance numbers, including that Yvetta's solo ballroom dance.
Solo, yeah.
We're going to break that down.
Yeah.
But also, I think my favorite of the night is when they actually put the 10 guys, the 10 girls together and, you know... I don't know about you, but
you mean the 10 guys,
yeah,
and then the 10 girls. Not when they put all 20 together.
No, the 20 business. I was already
out
the door.
You were surprising me there for a minute.
I was already out the door.
What happened?
No,
what changed?
No. But for the first dance, I call it the lingerie dance.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see the four dancers. In this one, I felt like they were great and all. I mean, we had Ricky,
Miranda, Melody, and
Sasha.
Sasha, right.
And Sasha, if all of you did not catch tonight's episode, Sasha's sister was kicked out, sadly.
Right.
And, you know, I don't... What is your feeling on that? Because I know that her sister actually was probably a more in tune, more heartfelt dancer than Sasha, but Sasha has that dancer look.
She's more commercial.
Of course.
You know, more appealing right off the bat.
And, you know, they could also look at it as like, okay, if your sister's working this hard, why aren't you working this hard? So, I know she's probably doesn't want to be so stereotypical, you know, I'm that svelte dancer. I mean, that's not what we really want, but you are competing against the best dancers in the whole country, or world, because we have Yvetta, you know, who I cannot even... I don't even know how she's going to be able to do hip hop. I'm scared of that.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
What do you think, Jesse?
When they start crossing over.
Well, I think
they know.
They made the comment. They said it's not up. It won't be up to us to make that decision.
Right.
We'll let America decide.
Right.
And
right,
I thought that was good of them to say that. But what I want to say about those sisters is, this is the first episode this season that I've watched, and. With watching that whole lingerie dance.
Yeah.
If Sasha, because out of that, it was Sasha and Ricky that I couldn't take my eyes off of them. They were amazing.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And if Sasha, if you said that her sister put more soul into her dancing.
Yeah.
I don't know how her sister didn't make it. Because Sasha blew me out the freaking water.
Yeah, she did. Sasha completely stole all the attention.
Yes.
From there. And now... Melody, the pixie girl, she looks like Jennifer Goodwin to me. I can't look at her. Like, I see just Jennifer Goodwin. It's the weirdest thing ever. You know who I'm talking about, right?
No.
Jennifer Goodwin, she's in Big Love.
Oh, okay.
On HBO.
Okay,
she's actually in the new movie, Something Borrowed, with Kate Hudson.
Okay.
She's the other girl.
Okay.
And she's now gone to the pixie haircut. So she's always, like, the best friend. Oh, she was also in He's Just Not That Into You.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Right.
So anyway, she's my little Jennifer Goodwin. And
she was kind of sloppy during this.
Yeah,
she was. She was. And if, you know, I was in the end, the final number, the very final number, I think it was. Or maybe it was the 10 girl number. Anyway, yeah, she I don't know. She's already kind of showing up as somebody who's not hitting everything all at once. And those are the kinds of things that you see in these group dances, you know.
I know.
It's when that synchronization all comes together, it's so amazing. And when it's off, it's off. So,
well, and I feel like sometimes, all these girls have different techniques. All these girls came from different studios and backgrounds. And I feel like they knew what they were doing, placing all these people in groups. And I felt like some of the dancers, like one or two, don't move like the other ones. And it's unfortunate.
Right.
You know what I mean? And one little girl, this small town girl, we'll get to her in a minute. I mean, she's like, I don't even know, like, what this is, but she can do it. That's called natural talent
right
there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I even forget her name. We'll get to her, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. Like,
hair
and... Jesse, what you doing over there? Are you trying to make us even more gorgeous than we are?
Yes.
Okay, good.
No, not possible.
Yeah.
Not you.
Whatever.
Super gorgeous.
Hello. all right, next on moving on, because that was just so exciting.
Well, and you, it's funny because you overlooked Miranda, who also danced with them. And there's a reason why you did, because I overlooked her during that entire performance.
Yeah.
Is she the one with the crazy curly hair?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, but I know this is a dance competition, but there's also a look and a feel, and like, even like American Idol, you have to have that it factor, that something different. And we'll get to, actually, the next group of guys.
Yeah.
I was so excited to see my friend. Well, here's what happened, because I don't know why I missed him, like, in the earlier, you know, in the earlier auditions.
But wait, After Buzz exclusive right here.
After Buzz exclusive.
It?
So it's
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
As Miss Kat. Okay, so I'm not gonna say how many years ago, but I danced with this kid, Robert.
Robert
Taylor Jr. And let me just tell you something. He has not changed one bit. His personality hasn't changed. His look hasn't changed. He is probably one of the sweetest guys I've ever met in my life. And I danced for the whole summer. We did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at the North Shore Music Theater in Beverly, Massachusetts. And let me just tell you, when I saw him up here, I was like, oh, no, it's not. And then all of a sudden they said, Robert, done. I was like,
and
this.
She was screaming.
I was screaming.
Yelling.
I just love rooting for my friends.
Yeah.
And, like, now I know how it felt like. When, you know, I haven't seen my dancer friends in forever, you know, from New York City. And, like, when they saw me in a film or a commercial, I'm like, oh, my God, that's
that.
Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's so rewarding to see that your friends out there are becoming successful and getting what they want, you know, their dreams coming true. And I love that the dancers, and this guy, Robert, has done a ton of shows, ton of Broadway shows, you know.
Well, it shows. I mean, he's so talented.
Talk about personality. What personality? He's got personality. Oh, there she is. We're looking at the screen right now, y'all. Mm-hmm. And it's that.
Yeah, Jennifer Goodwin.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Goodwin. There
for sure.
She goes.
Yep.
But I thought that in this little hip hop break dancing number, and the guys are all in like very different little outfits.
Right.
But Robert stood out the most for me.
Because he was wearing a white suit, number one. And number two, he's just, you know, he really is just this much better.
Did he kind of look like Urkel in a way?
Yeah,
with his,
I think,
like,
that's what they were going for in the big glasses.
Yeah.
Glasses.
Keith.
Yeah.
So
adorable.
Cute.
Adorable. He's got such a great face, too.
And that's what's going to definitely set him aside through this entire. Because nobody. Yeah. Him and the short tap dancer, I would say, are the only two people personality-wise that stood out.
That short tap dancer, let me just say, I'll say his name in a minute, but he already got a little snip from Nigel saying, excuse
you're
me.
You're arrogant.
You're arrogant. Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know what? Somebody has to be.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, Madonna didn't get where she is for being nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but, you know, not everybody can be really, really sweet. Like, there's one girl that got kicked out. Her name was Alexa, and fear got in her way.
Right.
She was up against
Ryan.
Ryan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's true, though. It's scary as being a performer. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I have totally let fear get in my way before, and, you know, it can really screw it up, especially when you're dancing. Because here's the thing. Well, I mean, as a singer, you know, you can hear the notes fluctuate. Well, as a dancer, you forget the choreography, and you're dancing, you're doing the same thing everybody else is doing. You just effed up everything.
Yeah.
Yep,
you know?
Sure.
And there's no recovering, really.
No.
I mean, not unless the routine is calling for, oh, you doing your little thing over here, or it's a solo piece.
Right.
So that's my little tidbit on that choreography. But I thought this number kicked ass.
Really?
Okay.
You didn't like it?
I liked it. I enjoyed. I thought it was cute, but if it wasn't Robert and Wani were the only reasons I enjoyed it. Christopher, the white boy with the red hat, the one he kept. This was the second time coming back.
Okay.
And he, what else happened with him? He was a hard worker, and that's why they put him through.
Right.
I respect that. But when I saw him performing,
it just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, right.
I'd give it maybe a 5 or
really?
A 6. And then as far as Tan or whatever his name is.
Tad.
Yeah.
He just, to me personally, he was a great dancer, but somebody that I would see like in Broadway, fifth line back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, he could keep up, but he wasn't. I didn't see a star.
It's obvious, and you're right. But it's obvious in this number who was the star. Right. And I'm not just being biased
because he's
my friend.
Right, no.
You know,
right.
I mean, it's true.
He was amazing.
Yeah.
Robert was amazing.
He was.
And just, come on, he's seasoned. And that's what I love about this show. It's not like American Idol where they're like, you can't have any contract. You can't have, you know, anything. You can't have a name. But, I mean, not everybody knows dancers.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean?
Right.
And let me just tell you something. Some Broadway dancers cannot get up there and do that.
No, of course not.
I mean, I personally can do every type of dance. But would I want to go up there and compete against all those guys that can do everything to perfection?
So well. Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, so... And Iveta, that's where she's going to fall, and she's our next girl. And, you know, she did make it through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Tammy?
I mean, I thought what she did was beautiful. We talked a lot about her body and her lines. And, I mean, just so, those legs that go on for a million miles. And, and you know, and she's clearly very strong and very beautiful at what she does. But... You know, they were showing didn't they show little clips of her doing hip hop or something?
It makes me want to cry.
It's really uncomfortable.
It is. And it's like, okay, so, and I'll give you like another little like story. Like when I was in ballet, you know, strict ballet camps and stuff like that, you know, they'd have jazz day. OMG. I mean, and that's my specialty is jazz. I love jazz. Uh-huh. I love to move. I love musical theater. But like when those ballerinas went in there and started doing, oh, my God. I was like, they couldn't even do it. Like,
no.
But, I mean, I'm not going to compare her as much as, you know, I would, like, the ballet dancers because you do have to have a lot of rhythm to be a ballroom dancer.
Yeah.
But hip-hop is a whole different entity. You know, like, I mean, sometimes I'll just call, like, girls that can't do it, like Barbie on crack. Like, you're like, you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
You know, but I feel as though they needed that versatility.
Yes.
With her.
Yes.
And I like her
and
accent.
And giving her a shot. And just talking about that piece, the piece that they did was really beautiful. I loved the use of her skirt as a prop instead of just taking it off and throwing it away. You know, he did some amazing things with twirling that skirt around and then bringing it back around her.
Yeah.
And then it was black and then it was red. I mean, I just thought that was really inventive as far as using costumes and props to go with the piece. And she's beautiful and...
I just hope that she has contemporary next week.
Yeah.
And I don't want her to go so soon.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what
if
I mean?
They put her in hip hop next week, it's over.
Not unless they do what they did earlier with that choreographer that combined like hip hop with contemporary. You remember that piece?
Uh-huh.
We're getting to that one though.
Well, and that with her, it's interesting they picked a J-Lo song.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of J-Lo and Pitbull. Pitbull's hip hop.
Oh,
you know, they
and Pitbull, kind of, like the bull, like the
yeah,
the red
so
flag
they kind
of thing.
Even though it wasn't hip hop, what she did, because she did it to that song, it was
it
more.
It sort of gave it that a little of that flavor, maybe?
That pop, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I mean, if they're going to start making her do like pop locks and
that's
all
gonna
that,
be ugly.
That's going to, yeah. But I think that a smart choreographer will be able to work with what... Because what she gave me was not ballroom dancing. It was like...
Right.
I felt like Shakira would have went up there and did something along that lines.
Well,
so
you
I
know
feel
that,
like she could... The right choreographer would be able to... Now, do they have choreographers teaching them these dances throughout the whole show?
Yes.
Or do they ever get to create their own?
Well, they do. They do, I think, when they have to... come up and, you know, it comes down to the wire. They're like, okay, you have a second chance to show everybody what you've got. And they come out and do like a tiny little piece.
Like a freestyle.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. So that's when everyone gets to remember, oh, yeah, that's what she does.
Right.
That's
right.
What he does,
right.
You know? But here's the thing, kind of like a casting director, and hear me out on this one, because I feel like these choreographers do want you to do well. I don't think any choreographer wants to like, okay, I'm going to give you this move because it's going to look terrible on you.
Right.
And I want you out of here.
Because then it makes you look bad as a choreographer as well.
Yes. Yeah, and these choreographers want jobs as well.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. McFly. Okay, that was stupid. Anyway, didn't you see that movie?
Moving on.
Okay, and moving on. Next, we've got Sonya choreographed another number. Now, Sonya is like So You Think You Can Dance's favorite choreographer ever.
Mm-hmm.
She's way out there, and we love her. But I wasn't that big a fan of this number as much. It did. I don't really remember it.
Was this kind of the sort of bondage looking outfits?
Yeah, Yeah.
I know. We had and the
boy. It ended in that train. Remember I said it looks
like
a train.
Oh, yeah, train. That's right.
And they were all, I mean, well, one of my favorite dancers is in this number.
Uh-huh.
Jordan.
Who's that? Jordan? Oh,
Jordan's
okay.
18 years old.
Oh, yes, yes,
the
yes.
one I said, this is what I say. I know I can say it time and time again. But you can tell when a 18 or a 16-year-old has had sex.
wait. So you guys didn't care for this performance?
Not as much as ones coming up, because I just wasn't as entertained.
I thought the precision yes. of all the dancers in it was outstanding.
Yeah.
They were totally synchronized through the entire thing.
I think
that
they
was,
were the
that
most
was
out of everybody.
I agree with you. I agree with you, yeah.
And to me, that's really important. Like,
of course it is.
And just that you like Jordan. I like Jordan. But I love Marco, that Asian
oh,
guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
He came out, and it was so... That's what... I understand where some of the choreography that she was doing, that she taught them, it was kind of like, really? You had them, like, jump up and shake their shoulders. It was like, really? Like, that's what we're going to?
Right.
But they, to me, they all pulled it off, and it was so in sync. And
yeah.
You could do the most simple moves, but if they're all in sync, it's so powerful.
I
and I love that they put Marco in front, because he with those hand movements, it was just...
You know what you're making me think of right now
is
a little Bob Fosse. You know how Bob Fosse
bit, yes.
can move one finger, and
exactly.
that is it. Everyone, there could be 30 people on stage, and he moves one finger, and you're like, ugh.
Absolutely.
And you're
crying.
Melt. And you're crying. And it's hard. It's hard.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So I was being a hater. I don't know. I guess I guess I was in that mood tonight to be entertained. Like,
yeah.
let me entertain
yeah.
you. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And so that's where I got it, was the next number with the tap guys.
Yes. Oh my god.
Okay. Wow.
Most creative
of the
night.
And then the basket, and then like they would swoop through each other's legs and put the basket on each other's head.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was pretty cool. It was like, you know, street dancer meets, you know, high class dancer.
What's that? The peasant and the pauper?
Yeah, that's
is that
it.
What it is?
Musical
the
dancer meets street dancer kind
yes.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm going to differ though
okay.
on what I think, but I know your position, Jesse, but I'm not exactly sure what your position is, Kat, on this.
Okay.
I found between the two of them Nick to be more appealing and more endearing in this dance, because
Nick is the tall one.
Yeah. And because Jess was, and I know he was supposed to be the refined guy, you know, kind of doing a little buffoonery,
mm-hmm.
but his acting just looked like mugging to me all the time. Whereas Nick was just, you know, smooth,
mm-hmm.
and I was just more believing what he was doing, where Nick was going,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
doing
yeah.
this kind of thing. And there's a place for that, but the fact that he didn't have any levels and he just kept doing that same sort of caricature
yeah.
through the whole thing just didn't appeal to me.
Well, I thought their pairing was pretty odd, too,
yes.
because Nick has this warmth to him that comes out on stage. And let me tell you something. If I just looked at that guy, I would not
yeah.
even think he was a dancer.
Yeah.
When he steps on that stage, I couldn't take my eyes off of him in the number with the boys. Now,
yep.
granted, he is a lot taller
yes.
than everyone else,
yes.
and tall men stand out. But
yeah, sure.
sometimes taller men, when they're dancing, don't look as good.
No,
like,
right. Because they can look awkward.
Right.
And, mm-hmm.
That happy medium. And sometimes those little tiny ones don't work as much because they're too tiny, you know? So, you know, I love the number.
I love the number too. I really did.
Yeah. And maybe
it.
That was the beauty of it, that they are so opposite.
Well, that was the theme. And
yeah.
Actually, my position on it, I mentioned before, Jess and Robert had the most personality out of the competition,
uh-huh.
but with that performance,
mm-hmm.
the thing about Jess that bothers me is he reminds me of the guy from Glee, Darren.
Oh, Darren Criss?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He does.
It's very like
yeah.
smiley and just, I'm on.
Yeah.
And that works, but Nick stole this performance.
I think he did.
Nick
I did.
Was
yeah.
smooth.
I loved Nick in this one.
Jess was very like military when he moved
yeah.
his body.
Right.
Whereas Jess, it was so fluent and just, I believe the
Nick,
street.
Nick, you mean? Nick.
I mean, yeah,
Nick,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Nick was very fluent. It was very street dancerish. And like
right.
you say, with dancers with long, you know, long,
yeah. long
limbs
mm-hmm.
he worked his limbs.
Mm-hmm.
It was like watching just like rubber perfectly moving.
Mm-hmm. He kind of reminds me of a friend of mine who I danced with, who was actually in a movie with me. His name's Robert Hoffman. And he's now gone up to be, like, the lead in Step Up 2 and a couple of other things. But he's got that. You look at him, you're like, oh, that guy's not a dancer. And all of a sudden, he starts moving. And it's just this natural body flow and personality. So that, I think, kudos to, you know, to Nick.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I thought he was fantastic in that. And I loved the number. I just thought it was great.
Yeah, me too.
And you made the comment about Fred Astaire.
Yeah.
I love that.
It was. He is like a little Fred Astaire.
And even down to the song choice, Nina Simone, funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. Like, everything about that performance to me was perfect.
Yeah, me too. Oh, that choreography. Oh, and by the way, there are other tappers. So get ready. We're going to be seeing some more tapping.
I know,
it's
so exciting.
Yep. And now, top step.
How come was it Jessa came on? He said, being the only one in my category.
Right. And that's why I turned to you. And I thought, what category? What is he talking about? So it was just.
Yeah, whatever. Get over yourself.
Yeah.
Welcome that's to So arrogance. You Think You Can Dance.
That's the arrogance. Glee.
Not So You Think You Can Tap.
Yeah.
Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Now, okay, question to you guys who have watched previous seasons. With these people who come in they let them do tap, how much, I mean, don't they worry about the same thing that they worried with Evita and the fact of, like,
well,
tap is so foot-focused that are you going to be able to extend when we have you do, you know, certain contemporary pieces? Or
well, tap in the past, I'd say 15 years, has gone away from that Fred Astaire classic Gregory Hines
refined
like precision. It's gone into Savion Glover, bring on the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Bring on the noise, bring on the funk was a show that was on forever in New York City on Broadway. And it was hip hop and tap together.
Right.
And it was like it's something that you've never heard before. And you can hear, like, even when they were doing this number and they were picking each other up, I was like literally like trying to go, okay, so are they going to land with their taps on the right beat? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, that's how precise it is these days. I mean, you know what I mean? It's not just like, oh, let's time step. Let's, like, you know, let's just do the show tapping. Oh, no, it's crazy.
It's,
and
yeah,
you're telling
it's really
a story.
Evolved. It has really evolved, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so did we answer your question?
Yes, you did.
Good.
I felt so bad for this guy up on the screen right now, little O.
He was great. And wait, did his partner make it through? The little girl, they were the perfect little pair.
Oh, they came together.
They were on last night, and they did a number together.
I didn't see it.
You didn't?
I don't know.
So, guys out there, if you don't know where we're watching right now, we're watching, what's his name, the little one?
Little O.
Adorable. But you know what, y'all, come on. I mean,
was he hip-hop?
Hip-hop break dancers. So they've got enough of those right now, you know. There's a lot of them. Oh, my God. Here's our gorgeous, what do we say together, Tammy?
It's so pretty.
Is it pretty like us?
Oh, it's so pretty.
Leaves everywhere. It was like a beautiful fall painting. I mean, I just wanted to take a picture and capture that forever. And I mean, of course, as like being like the cautious person who's actually fallen on stage because of a prop.
I
was like, oh my God, they're going to slip because of these leaves.
Yeah, every time I see something on that stage, I'm like, ah!
I know.
Element of danger.
It is. It's like
Fear Factor, So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah. Fear Factor meets dancing. Oh, man. But yeah, this was choreographed by Travis, who was a previous winner of So You Think You Can Dance. And this kid, I mean, I don't know what he's doing right now because I haven't, you know, haven't been catching up with him, but this was probably the prettiest piece I've ever seen. It was just gorgeous.
You know, that's one of the things that is the hardest for me in trying to be objective with shows like this is because, you know, when they go and start doing these funky, you know, weird body postures and things like that, I'm just not as attracted to that as I am to kind of the classical lines and the long extensions and the beautiful moves and the beautiful costumes. Right. I like things pretty.
Pretty.
I just do. I'm sorry.
Sparkly.
Exactly.
I mean, even the leaves were pretty, like the color of them, you know. I mean, sorry, I could just dwell on this piece, but But
and
yeah,
the way they lifted them up and would drop them to make them look like the leaves were falling.
Yeah,
like,
it was just, it was really beautiful, and it was complete. Just real quickly, can I talk about Mary and her sparkles?
Please.
Mary Murphy and her sparkles?
Please. That's our rendition of Mary Murphy.
So
okay.
She had on these massive earrings, this massive necklace, the dress with like bobble crap on it here. And I turn to these guys and I go, she just needs like some stuff in her hair, another necklace, and a brooch. And maybe a big belt that's rhinestone-y and 20 more bracelets. I mean, she was ridiculous. Bananas on bananas, like one of my friends says. I mean, it was just like more. Let's do more because more is fabulous.
Oh.
No, it's not.
No.
Mary, I'm sorry. It's not.
Has her personality always been like this? Like just that?
No, it is. And you know, it's so funny. I'm like, God, could she calm down? Then all of a sudden I'm like, wait, I love her.
I do,
yeah,
too.
Because,
I'd be bored.
Yeah.
Nigel says the same damn thing. And then, you know, you've got Tice Duro, who's great. He's, you know, he's a famous Broadway choreographer.
Well, and he gets excited sometimes, too.
Oh, no, he stood up. He was just like, but he's a little man. I was like, you little cute thing. Cute thing, you. Who was the other judge tonight? Lil C. Robin Anton. Can we please talk about Robin Anton? I can't even, first of all, I don't know. Like, I just don't know if she's legit enough to be up there judging these guys. I do believe that Debbie Allen is.
Yes, I do too.
Debbie Allen is fierce.
Okay, I will give this to Pussycat.
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I will give her this.
Okay, go ahead.
We're ready.
The group Pussycat dolls, and I don't know how much she has to physically do with them.
Supposedly she created them, and
she was like one of the first of the
right, and she choreographed it. I think.
But does she choreograph like the actual singing group?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Still?
So I'll give her this.
I think she does.
Give her this. That group, because they're very pop, and it's very like you have to like really be into pop music
right.
to enjoy
yes,
them.
True.
But those girls can dance their ass off.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
Yeah. Well, they're all legit dancers.
There's only one singer in the group.
Yeah.
Nicole.
Right.
Nicole. Right.
But the other girls are... I mean, like, it's like watching So You Think You Can Dance. I went to a Britney concert, and they opened for her. And when I tell you, like, just watching them dance was amazing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if she's the one that is on top of them and training them, then I have to give her at least that credit because it really was... I haven't seen a group be able to dance the way that these girls dance.
Yeah. Okay, I agree because I have seen them in person too, and they're fierce. But also, you know, maybe I'm kind of wrong. They do need that sexy, fierce lady like that knows that world up there watching because there's a lot of girls up there.
Ryan and what was the other girl's
Ron,
name?
And Jordan.
Jordan.
And there's another one too that's up there as well with the really pretty lips. But But anyway, I mean, okay. I'll give her props for that. I mean, she did create the Pussycat dolls, and they probably when I watch them, I get hot.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I don't swing that way, but I mean, anyway, I think that they do have a very eclectic group of judges, and also that little C guy.
We love him, don't we?
I love him.
Yes.
What? You can make up poetry for me any day.
Yeah.
AfterBuzz.com, AfterBuzzTV.com, Cat Bayless.
What is he from? Do we know?
I think he was a past dancer.
Oh, okay.
I think. I've got to look it up because, I mean, I don't know
and
him.
I loved his braids, too. The pattern that was on his hair was really awesome. I mean, his comments were always so right on, and you know, granted, this is the show where they're not criticizing at all. Nobody's going to criticize because we're just being introduced to everybody. But I really liked his comments. I thought they were wonderful.
Me too. And he broke it down with Sonya too. But we'll get to that. That was really neat. Mm-hmm. How you break down someone's name, like Kat.
Oh yes.
Kat is for Kitty. K is for whatever. A is for awesome.
Clearly.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. T is for tired. I'm kidding. Oh, my goodness. Well, so that was our celebration of dance. We were talking about that number with the leaves and everything. And then we just transitioned straight into the top 10 guys,
yes.
which
Wait a second. We didn't transition straight into. We loped along incredibly slowly.
Go ahead and say it.
We, you know, crawled on our hands and knees through glass to finally get to. It was so...
Ladies and gentlemen, we've mentioned this many times before on these shows. We're tired of the 4 hour.
Four hours.
4 hours. I don't have that much time.
This could have been an hour. Yeah.
It could have. Easily.
It could have been an hour, and they still could have talked about all the performers.
Yeah. Everything.
Given us some more background and more bio, give us more interest and connection to these dancers. But no. Oh, my God. It went on forever.
Because the judges had to...
Some people. And Kat Daly was, or Daly was, she was talking way too much, and her inside joke work. And
when
oh my God,
when did she start talking that much? I mean, it's like she honestly, she's like the Ryan Seacrest, you know, I mean.
Yes.
She is. Well, yes. She is, obviously, but like.
But I don't even
she's
think.
The Brooke Burke of Dancing
yes,
with the Stars.
Yeah.
Because
that's it, yes.
Every week we would pick on Brooke because she cannot dress herself or whoever's dressing her.
Uh-huh. Oh no. It was just all tits.
Yeah. It was all in, like, garbage bags.
Well, and
like,
I did not like the outfit that Kat was wearing on this, but normally I do. Okay. She's a pretty girl. She has great hair.
Right.
She's got great legs.
Her personality
nice body.
Saves her. Definitely.
Yeah. She's got that great accent.
My girlfriend does her hair.
Oh, really?
On the show.
Well, tell her I love it.
She
does a great job.
Good. And Sally, kudos to you. And, I mean, she said she's just the coolest girl.
Yeah.
Ever.
She
ever.
Just seems
she's
adorable.
Just, and, like, honestly, she's so not, you know, superficial. She probably, I don't know that dress, but I was trying to tell you earlier, like, she'll get something from Forever 21 and make it look like $1 million up there.
Yeah.
You know, and she dresses herself.
Really?
Yes. She dresses herself.
Good
I mean,
for her.
Well, I mean, who knows your body?
Right.
You know, more than you do. I mean, some people love to be dressed. I mean, and have their makeup and hair done and everything. Yeah. I mean, our own Maria Menounos, I mean, she went to the Oscars this year and did her own makeup.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
You know, and she was on camera for like, you know, 2 hours and looked like a goddess, you know. So either you have a knack for it or you don't. And, you know, sometimes people do my makeup. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that doesn't
there.
Really look like Kat.
Yeah.
Y'all have a facial wipe?
Yeah, y'all had some baby wipes. I'll take one of those little, yeah. But moving on to the top 10, guys. This was X-Men meets, like...
The Matrix
meets, like, awesome.
Yeah. There's a dance troupe called Hubbard Street.
Do you know
Hubbard Street?
Yes, I do.
They do this awesome number that I cannot remember what it's called, but it's... It's, you know, people, it's all the dancers, men and women, kind of in a semicircle. And it's a lot of, all I can say is just a lot of the movements from that piece felt like this.
Cool.
It was really similar. I mean, this was definitely much more active and lots going on. And in the Hubbard Street piece, they really stay in the semicircle and mostly are in chairs, which is incredible to watch. It's called something like therapy or... catharsis or something like that. But it was really reminding me of this piece was reminding me of the Hubbard Street piece, and I just loved it. I loved it. I thought it was so good.
I know. I was just mesmerized. Yeah. That was when I woke up.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I loved the intricate doors everywhere, and the boys would follow in like a duck line, you know, like little ducklings, and then they come back out backwards and forwards, and the transformation of everything just flowed for me. And then the ending, when of course we could have just like put money down on this, but they all went back through the doors and slammed the door. That was the end of the number, you know. Yeah. But
that was the only predictable thing about that performance.
Oh, sure, of course,
that's right.
Because watching the prepackage, when they said, okay, we're going to do hip-hop, I had something in my head of what they were going to make them do.
Well, even Chris Scott, that's the choreographer, I think Little C said, you know, he's the master ceremony of mixing styles.
Yes.
And, you know, I really love that the judges are giving these choreographers so much self-esteem. It's crazy. Yeah. It's like...
They deserved it.
They do. And that's why somebody should do a show about choreographers.
Cat Billings!
Actually, no, I know someone else is doing it, so I'm crossing my fingers right now because it's almost green-lit.
Okay.
Anything else y'all want to say about this one?
Just that Nigel mentioned that how great the guys are, but they need to watch out because the girls are even better than the guys.
I disagree with that, actually.
Do you? I actually do, too. I do, too.
Well, no.
I just think he wanted to plug it.
But I thought that was funny, yeah.
Did you? Okay, can I just say this real quick? Okay.
What?
All right, so Nigel was like, Well, boys, y'all better pick it up because you have some competition because the girls are unbelievable this year. And by the way, you know, the voters usually vote girls for So You Think You Dance and not guys.
This show.
On this show. He goes, on this show. Mm-hmm. But on other shows,
that's right,
they vote for the boys. And I was like, oh, are you talking about my show, American Idol? Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
But wait, with American Idol, for the most part, I believe it's mostly female winners, correct?
No. Not lately.
No.
Boy.
Go through the line. Go through the line. It's been boy for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, it has.
I'm like going through in my head. Oh. It kind of has.
And that was the point. And that was actually one of the things they were talking about at the end of last season. They were going, oh my God, is there ever going to be a girl that makes it this far in?
Okay, let's start with, I'm going to venture out to American Idol real quick just to show you. Kelly Clarkson won. Justin Guarini was the runner-up. Next year, we've got Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken.
Clay Aiken, right.
Third year, I think it was Fantasia and, wow, blank. Anyway, must have not been.
But she was the American.
But she was. But here's the thing. I mean, it is a lot of guys, but a lot of girls are voting. And it's weird to me that you'd think that, I don't know, girls probably aspire to be these girls. These dancers. Yeah. I want to look like that. That's so amazing. And
I think that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And continue the thought.
Yeah. And girl, I'm sorry.
And girls who are watching Idol.
Yeah.
They sort of are idolizing from the, oh, I want him to be my boyfriend.
Yes. Because as a singer, you want to worship the guy. Now, as a dancer, you want to be that
That's
girl.
Right. I think you're absolutely right.
Wow.
Dead on.
I just discovered that. But,
dead on.
But I will say about the whole guy situation, and this has nothing to do with male dancers, but the male dancer energy is not as masculine as a male rocker singer or right. as, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
So this year, I don't feel like we really have that macho dude. Oh, yeah, this is what, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we have dancers. You know, I don't know, Jesse, what do you feel like?
I mean, I definitely agree with that. And when I see a masculine man dance and really pull
and
it off.
Do a good job.
And the only person who I can, off the top of my head, he's a dancer for Beyonce. His name's Anthony something.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the only dancers that I know who can pull off the pirouette. Like, any type of dance move and still hold his masculinity together. But with this show,
it's few and far between.
Yeah,
it really
is.
With this show, I could honestly see, well, no, I could say Robert, but the thing with Robert, I think he can be a little too Broadway.
Yeah, yeah, no, mm-hmm. no. But you know, I'm glad that he is because it makes him stand out.
Yeah.
You know, and I would enjoy watching Robert over, let's say, one of the other guys whose technique is like, really? Just because I just feel like he's bringing more to the plate and he's entertaining us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not fake. Right. Like, I don't feel like it's fake. I feel like he's picking a character in his head and going, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. Otherwise, you've got somebody just like going A-E-I-O-U like
and
a cheerleader.
I could picture more females voting for him being like, he's so adorable. I love this character.
Right.
He's an amazing dancer.
Yeah.
I think it's really smart of him, actually.
Oh, it is. Well, he's a smart guy. He's very talented.
And he can
sing, too. I wish he could sing on there.
Really? Now, as far as the other guys, I have two, but I'm going to leave that for predictions because of why I think a guy is going to win this season.
Okay.
I have a feeling, too. I don't know what it is. I don't know.
And I think I know it might be. I'm gonna put a bet in for this being our first episode.
I kind of feel like I know.
We're gonna play American Idol. How you guessed everything. We're gonna do that.
Okay. Well, what he's talking about is like for American Idol. I literally every single week we do our predictions, and I would step away from everyone else, and I wouldn't go with like who we thought or whatever. I said no, it's gonna be this person.
She even knew who was gonna get kicked off too.
Yeah.
Kicked off, and then she knew who was gonna win
every week. Kicked off. I actually had a little peer pressure one week though.
Oh.
And I went with something else, and I knew I only did it because Ashanti was like, well, you know, and this guy, you know, and I said, okay,
maybe,
fine. And
yeah.
I said, Jacob, whatever. But, you know, this season, I don't feel like it's going to be as tough to pick these people because, I mean, we've got you know, some dancers that aren't going to be able to
to
pull it off.
You can
off.
Already no, right. see the
different genres.
Weight.
Yep. Yeah.
Because you don't, like on American Idol, they don't sing country. Everybody sings country. I mean, that's like doing like ballroom and then tap and then hip hop. And it's just hard. It's different, you know? Well,
The girl. We didn't do the girls.
We're about
dance.
To.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I saw you turn on the page, and I thought, geez.
I got my notes, y'all. Let me turn my pretty page. Okay, go for it.
Just the girls' piece, the all 10 girls. I thought it was. I loved the costumes. First of all, this is the geishas, right?
Yeah.
I loved the costumes. I thought they were beautiful.
The lips, the little tiny little lip. Mm-hmm. I mean. I need to try that one day. People would look at me like I was a freak.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But you have to do the whole rest of it,
hey,
too,
y'all.
Though.
Hey, y'all. I got small enough lips as it is.
But again, it's that thing of the dance moves themselves were not that sort of elegant, pretty, classic thing that I like. I know.
Oh, no leaves and elegantness.
Yeah. It was avant-garde and, you know, kind of crazy, and it was all right.
But that's Sonia. That's the choreographer.
Yeah.
That's theography. She's crazy.
Yeah.
And she, God, in rehearsals, was working their asses off. I mean, those poor girls, I mean, look, I love those kind of choreographers, but then again, it's like, really?
Yeah.
You know?
Are you wondering, is it a power trip, or are they trying to break you?
No. Because it worked for, she was the one that did the Marco performance.
Yeah.
And Jordan. And that was the only one where everybody was in, the four of them were in sync.
Yes, right.
And I believe it's because she's that strict.
Well, but I feel like a lot of her dances are in sync. Like, everyone's doing the same thing. And a lot of the other dances, people weren't doing the same choreography. They were over there doing this.
So it's creating interest all over the stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know,
well,
but...
And it worked. There was interest all over the stage with the four of them, but with these females... This is the one, actually, where they were, like, doing the little, like, jump up and the shimmy of their, like, shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It was, like...
And they're doing the geisha thing.
Right, the head.
I wish there were props or something on the stage. It was just so empty because they were grouped together. They were, like, little geese, like, just, like, on the stage.
That's kind of how little geishas are.
And that's kind of Sonia's
You know,
style.
Little geishas, they go together, you know?
Because it was a fun song, but the choreography was too simple, I think.
I like the guys better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hands down.
For sure, for
hands
sure.
Hands down.
Yeah. I was wowed by the guys, for sure.
Right. And our opinion means everything.
Of
it
course.
Does. I mean, duh. So, another little new thing this year with So You Think You Dance is the online community. Now they're going to let people vote online, and you can vote up to 50 times. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Crazy.
This is, they're doing it with, on The Voice, you have a whole week to vote, and you can vote 10 times on the phone, 10 times online. You can buy their song on iTunes 10 times, and it counts as votes. Like, they're just really opening.
And with the 4 hours that you have to watch this dang thing, and with another 4 hours of, like, trying to get through the damn line, I don't think so. Vote once and be done.
Like, dedicate yourself to us.
Be done.
Well, I'm sure part of the idea behind having 50 votes is that you have 20 dancers. So you can, you know, you don't have to just pick one.
Right. Okay.
So
yeah.
they will probably, I would bet you, my prediction is they're going to decrease the number of votes each person can do as the number of participants decreases.
That's true. To look that up.
Hope so.
Shake it on out. Yeah. Oh, and I also want to... bring up this about the age.
Yes.
Is it 30?
30.
30 years old. Yep. So Robert was, I guess they said that he was one of the oldest ever, and then also Iveta. But yet, you know, Iveta is, you know, she's phenomenal, and Robert, you know, is kicking ass. But who cares about age, you know what I mean? Like with dancing. I mean, even with singing, singers get better with age.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't even come into their voice until later. And dancing, I mean, some of the best dancers are all older Broadway dancers, you know? I mean, and that's also, like, you know, takes time, you know, and they want seasoned people, and they know your history, they know that you're going to do an amazing job, that kind of thing.
Right.
So,
and you have the discipline.
Yeah.
And
Well, cool. I think that wraps up our show. I think we're going to go to commercial, and we'll come back with predictions or news and gossip. Which one do you want to do?
Predictions.
Predictions.
Want to find out what the After Buzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Get your AfterBuzz on. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, bring it on again. Hello. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to So You Think You Can Dance AfterBuzz Edition. This is episode number 4, and we are now on to our predictions.
Yes, we are.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Exclusive. From Kat and Tam.
Woohoo!
I've shortened your name all
That's
the way.
That's fine.
It's going to be T pretty soon. All right. Okay. So we're going to, this is what I think, Jesse. I think we should narrow it down to 4 because there are 20.
Okay.
That are our favorite. How about that?
4 yeah. of our favorites?
Yeah.
4 of our favorites who we think are going to excel.
I can't even remember everybody.
Honestly.
There's a lot.
This is where I wanted to say to you. I think it's going to be a guy because the only ones that honestly stand out to me, I can pick 3 guys.
Really?
And 1 girl being Sasha. Just because... But then even with Sasha, I don't know if she was just placed with people who made her look good.
Right.
But 3 guys for sure. That
Come
I think
on, say them.
Well, bring them.
All right,
bring it on.
No, actually all 4 are guys. 1. Ricky, he was in the first performance, light skin. He was the one at the end where everyone was dancing. We were like, oh my God, that he was
in the front. Front center, best place to be.
Yeah, yeah.
His arches, everything, his arch in his toe, feet, foot, his
phenomenal
extensions, amazing.
Phenomenal, yeah.
Number 2, Robert Taylor.
Yay! Robert!
The personality. I think the personality, he's a great, amazing dancer. And balance that out with the personality. I think that that's just...
Mm-hmm. That's key.
Yes, amazing.
You get lost.
Number 3?
Wani. Dark Wadi. Skin. The hip-hop. They didn't really...
Wadi. W-A-D-I, right?
Yes. Yes. They didn't really focus on him, but you actually are the reason why I pick him. He's masculine when he dances. And he has amazing extensions. I don't know if he was trained in it because he was doing hip hop.
Right.
But I could see different types of styles within him. Right. So do they work with them? Do they have people? Well, obviously the choreographers. So.
Well, at this point, I don't really know if many people are working with them.
It's
just
not
yet.
Like American Idol where they
know.
Have coaches come
no,
in.
No, I mean. You see what you see. Like, they're going in there and they're learning the numbers with everyone else in these group numbers, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not doing it solo-wise. Now, I think if they were doing it solo-wise or maybe, like, a duet, I think, maybe they'd work with them and whatnot. But I don't know. I mean, So You Think You Can Dance is pretty damn hard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot harder than Dancing with the Stars. And
oh, my God.
I think it's even harder than American Idol a little bit because... You know, you've got to work with other people, and you're getting judged on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
And then my final would be Marco, the Asian.
I knew you were going to say Marco, because I was going to say him, too.
He just blew me away. Like, and
he's got something.
Those 4 guys, just honestly, that's I believe it's going to be a guy.
What and piece was Marco? Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. I believe it'll be one of those guys.
Oh, Marco. Yeah, Marco.
Didn't he say something about his shoulder? Like he hurt his, like had like a
fracture.
He got shot.
Crazy.
Yes, because he said he was going to be on the show. I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm kidding. Okay, so what about you, babe?
I'm a little bewildered by how many there are, but I can pick one guy and one girl.
Okay,
right off.
Do that.
And it's Nick.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For all the things I've already said, that I think he's an amazing dancer. I think he really stands out, and his his acting while he's portraying a character dancing was really excellent. Mm-hmm. I thought. Mm-hmm. And then, I didn't want to say it, but I'm gonna say Ryan.
Me too.
I mean, I don't even know everybody yet, and every time I'm just like, huh. And the geisha dance where you couldn't tell who anybody was because they were so. She was
high five, across the table, sister. Yes,
it's Ryan. Yeah. Yeah. And yep. I wasn't ready to do that at all. No. I didn't, I wasn't.
She goes, Ryan, that's not even a girl's name. I was like, that's my cousin's name. Don't wear it out.
I've never heard it used as a girl's name. I mean, I have an uncle, Lori. So, I mean, I guess I should be used to that. But I've never heard a girl named Ryan's. And so I was asking if I'd gotten that right. Was it something, did I miss something in there? But anyway, Ryan, she's my girl. You.
Maybe that's why we think a guy's going to win. We have the feeling it's going to be a guy, but it's going to be a girl with a guy's name.
Yes, yes.
Right, there you go. Which means Jess can't win.
Right.
Sorry.
So my prediction would have to be, because I told y'all, don't think about it. So I didn't think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is Ron. Ron and then... Robert is going to get down there.
Yes, for sure.
And I also thought of Nick, but I thought of Marco. And Marco has this power. Like, it's just... I'm sorry, Jesse, but who was the first guy that you said? Because Ricky did stand out. Just, he looks like another guy, and I got him confused. He looked similar to another guy.
Yeah,
so,
that was on the show. I mean, the other one just can't dance as well. This guy.
Okay.
So I think once he's eliminated, Ricky will stand out.
And I do love Wadi. I do. I mean, that boy can flip.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, wasn't he the one that was running up the walls and doing flips? Like, I could see. He's probably done all those damn commercials. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, those commercials. Like, do people really do that? That's him.
Yeah. He's in the Madonna video.
I'm making up all these like rumors. Like, oh, that's really him, y'all. He's that famous.
Yeah,
yeah.
Here, I'll help you.
AfterBuzz TV exclusive.
You just legitimized.
Yes, Kat Bayless just said it. And that's what's going down.
It must be true.
In the AfterBuzz studio.
It must be true.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to us tonight. And we hope that next week is a little bit more exciting.
Snappier.
But we want to thank Jessie Janity.
Yeah, thank you,
Jessie, for watching with us and for helping us. And my girl Tam Tam. Woo-hoo! And Cat Cat. We'll see you next week on So You Think You Can Dance.
Peace,
bye.
Y'all.
Do you think you can dance? Put it on YouTube for AfterBuzz TV, and we'll make sure they have to.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.